GM Summer Drive is back. Right now, get up to $5,000 cash back on 2004 GM cars and trucks. Take delivery by August 31st. See your dealer at GM.com for details.
And now, here's Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Margaret Gray is at the Democratic National Convention. She is on Broadford, I guess, is right outside the Fleet Center. Correct, Margaret?
That is correct, Phil. I'm standing just opposite the atrium entrance to the Fleet Center, and I can tell you this is going to be a wonderful convention. It will be a re-energizing, I think, of the political mood in this country. There are literally hundreds of people who are drawn here to the doors of the Fleet Center just simply to stand and be a witness to history, a history that I think will see America taking its country back for, the American people taking their country back for the very first time.
What, and are you credentialed? Obviously you are. And I want to...
Well, yes, I am, Phil, and of course I'm credentialed. I do have a press pass. But really, I'm out here just taking the temperature, I think, of people here.
And what does this convention represent to you, other than the Democratic Party hoping to cleanse the White House in 2004?
Well, Phil, I think it's significant that we're here in Massachusetts, the home state of a very significant family, the Kennedy family. It is a time of cleansing. It is a time of starting again. You know, when we talk about the Kennedys, we talk about Ted Kennedy. He has been hounded about Chappaquiddick, hounded about his checkered past, hounded about the events of 1969 and Mary Jo Kopechne. It's old news what happened to that woman, the Kopechne woman. One of the things that hasn't been pointed out, and I think needs to be pointed out, it was tragic what happened to that young lady, but she died in a car being driven by a United States senator. Few deaths can be happy ones. But in Mary Jo Kopechne's case, there was a historic and an illustrious aspect to her death. And there are questions, of course, as to whether or not it was Teddy driving the car or Bobby. And
well, I don't know what you're referring to. She drowned at the bottom of the water there off of that bridge. And
well, the point I'm trying to make is that Mary Jo Kopechne's name now has a historic and a romantic significance. Instead of her being, you know, just another, I don't want to say this, but just another drowned slut at the bottom of a ditch, and I'm very sorry, but...
Well, that's not necessary to call her that. We're talking about a lady...
Phil, one thing about me, I don't pull any punches, and it's why people read my columns.
But you're saying that all of these things are not important, and I understand the Chappaquiddick thing is old.
Well, let's bring something that is a little bit more contemporary. Let's talk about Bill Clinton's presidency, the fact that he created 23 million jobs, the fact that we had unprecedented economic expansion, and yet they still want to talk about Monica Lewinsky. This week, none of those conversations are going to be allowed. This week, we are going to bury all of this insignificance, all of this minutiae and trivia in the past, and we are going to see a rebirth of the Democratic Party. And I just think that for all of us to be here in Boston together, when you talk about...
Well, Americans are still going to remember Monica Lewinsky. I don't disagree about the achievement of the Clinton administration.
Well, whether they agree or disagree, I personally am sick of hearing about whether Monica Lewinsky this, Mary Jo Kopechne that, this Marilyn Monroe and John Kennedy, all of these things are now buried. And really, the strength of the Democratic Party, there won't be any more discussions of these things. It's done. The Democratic Party will know its rightful place in history.
All right, but again, the Clinton presidency,
it is slanderous, is what I'm saying. And I, at least in the case of my newspaper, I talk to the managing editors. I won't stand for reading anything more in the paper that I'm published in about Monica Lewinsky. You heard about Jack Talbot, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Jack Talbot was getting ready to file a convention piece, and he was digging up the Lewinsky stuff again, and I went over to his desk while he was downstairs, and I hit delete.
You're kidding.
No, and Bill Gunther backed me up, my editor. I told him, and I told Jack, no more about Lewinsky, and I'm going to tell you something. I love Terry Heinz, and I got on the phone with her, and I said, you go, girl. And
now, she told some reporter to shove it?
Yes, she did, and I said, you go, girl. And the other thing that's been a slander is the martyred President John Kennedy and this absolute poppycock about him and Marilyn Monroe. No. No, Phil, none of it is going to be abided any longer. The Democratic Party is back, bigger and stronger than ever.
All right, Margaret Gray on the line from Boston. She's out in front of the Fleet Center, where the Democratic National Convention is taking place. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I totally get that you are a Democrat and very, very pro the current Democratic ticket, as opposed to myself.
Well, you call yourself a Democrat, Phil, and that's fine.
Yes, I am a Democrat. I'm not going to have that argument.
And that's fine. But to be a Democrat is to understand that John Kerry is the nominee, and John F. Kerry is going to be, in my opinion, a great president.
How do you feel about that?
About John F. Kerry?
Yeah, isn't that an obvious attempt to make him John F. Kennedy?
I think if the shoe fits, you wear it. And I really think...
You think these two guys are comparable?
Without question. I think John F. Kerry, and that is something else that I'm going to be referring to him as in my column. And you know something? It sounds probably a little dictatorial, but I'm going to insist that his name be referred to in that way, because I really believe he's the greatest hope of this party that we've had in a long, long time. But, again, Teddy Kennedy, Phil, to put it in a way that I think a lot of people might put it, Teddy Kennedy has suffered enough under this Mary Jo Kopechne claptrap. Bill Clinton has suffered long enough under the Monica Lewinsky claptrap, and John Kennedy has suffered enough under the Marilyn Monroe claptrap. And so I would say that anybody that wants to throw down, as the kids say with me, on the quality of the men and women we have in this party, I'd be happy to. But I'm not going to abide it any longer.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting way of putting it, and I realize that a lot of these things have been beaten into the ground, Monica Lewinsky, and of course, none of them have anything to do with John Kerry. However, there is one thing about Kerry, and that is, of course, the idea, was he pro-Vietnam? Was he anti-Vietnam? Is John Kerry pro the Iraq War? Is he anti the Iraq War?
I think he's been heard from very clearly, and he was very clearly very proud of his service in Vietnam, and he is very pro-Vietnam. And
what about the fact that he threw ribbons or medals?
I don't know anything about that, and I don't think that's been proven yet. Just the same way, really, if you get down to it, Bill Clinton's relationship, but here is really the thing that I think needs to be said more than anything else. It's the jury is really out on whether Bill Clinton had sex with Monica Lewinsky or not. Now,
Come on. I mean, the guy said, didn't he admit?
No, he did not.
Well, didn't they have some DNA on the dress?
Yes, they did, but that does not necessarily mean they had sex. It could have been something that was completely innocent, and in my opinion, it most probably was, given the political climate of the times. The other thing that I think needs to be said, was Ted Kennedy really driving that car, or was it Bobby Kennedy?
And wasn't Bobby Kennedy dead by then?
I don't know.
Well, Bobby Kennedy died in June of 1968, and the Mary Jo Kopechne incident...
Yes, that was in July of 1969, but the jury is out on who was driving that car. The other thing that needs to be said, John Kennedy cheating on his wife, he was a devout Catholic. And the idea, where do you get this information that he was with Marilyn Monroe? You see, we don't know. And that's why this Democratic National Convention is finally putting to rest all of the bugaboos, all of the ghosts, all of the rumors, all of the innuendo, all of the myths, all of the ghost stories, all of the old wives' tales, all of the...
Yeah, I understand. It's putting to rest all of the things that you guys would rather not be in the record.
We'd rather not be in the record, Phil, because it isn't true.
All right, Margaret Gray at the Democratic National Convention, 1-800-449-8686. Let me put her on hold, because she's obviously standing on a very busy street right out in front of the Fleet Center. And among her comments... no more mentions of Monica Lewinsky, no more mentions of Chappaquiddick, no more of the old, I guess what you'd say, the old scandals that sort of plagued the Democratic Party. They're not going to allow it to be talked about. She questions whether they actually happened the way people say they happened. Bill Clinton didn't really have sex with Monica Lewinsky. Marilyn Monroe really didn't have sex with John Kennedy, and maybe it wasn't Teddy Kennedy driving that car that night in Chappaquiddick. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is live at the Democratic National Convention in Boston, and we'll be back with more of her comments on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You flip a bone in a Korean War veteran, and you pull back a bloody stump.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Back with Margaret Gray in Boston at the Democratic National Convention. You're claiming the Republicans concocted the Chappaquiddick thing with Teddy Kennedy, the Monica Lewinsky thing with President Clinton, the Marilyn Monroe thing with President Kennedy as a way of politically, obviously politically dominating the landscape. How could one political party manipulate a president into having sex with a woman?
Well, you're talking about Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
First of all, Phil, the jury is out as to whether he had sex with her or not. Secondly, and very importantly, understand this. We are going to expunge everything that the Republicans tried to do in the past 10, 15, 20, 30 years this week in Boston. And by expunge, I mean we will wipe the slate clean. Their lies cannot affect us any longer. We have decided to take back our party, and the Republicans creating this idea that Teddy Kennedy killed a girl in 1969. I don't know whether he did or not. And
was he driving the car?
Look, the Democratic Party doesn't play these little nasty sex story games. Remember that it is John Kennedy who was martyred. He was a Democrat. Bobby Kennedy, who was martyred, he was a Democrat. John Kennedy Jr. was martyred. He was a Democrat.
Well, John Kennedy Jr. crashed his plane.
Nonetheless, he was martyred. And
well, how are you martyred when you crash your plane?
He is a Kennedy and he is a Democrat. Martin Luther King, martyred. You don't see Republicans being attacked this way. And the reason is, I think, very simply this, Phil. They don't pose such a threat, such a risk to the destructive forces of this country that are trying to bring down the good people. Now, I think with the
let's get back to what you were saying, please, if I could, about Mary Jo Kopechne and how the Republicans invented this.
Look, I know a lot of people in your audience don't know who Mary Jo Kopechne was, but
no, they don't. It was 1969. Teddy Kennedy's driving back with a girl from a party, and he flips the car, and she drowns.
That's what they said happened. I don't think that that happened. I think someone else was driving the car. I think the story got around that Teddy Kennedy did it. Because everyone was upset with the Kennedys, given the fact that there was this cult of idol worship really around John Kennedy. That's number one. And I know I'm talking to a lot of young people who don't understand these stories. Believe me when I tell you, the Democrats have been made the victims of a vicious slander campaign. Look at Michael Kennedy, hit the tree while skiing. Here was another young man martyred. And
the guy hit a tree while he was skiing, another guy crashed his plane, and you're saying these guys were martyred.
Well, I don't see any Republicans dying that way.
What about Sonny Bono?
Who?
Sonny Bono hit a freaking tree.
The congressman?
The congressman, yeah.
It's not really the same thing. When a Republican, and I certainly value their service to our country, but when a Republican dies that way, people don't feel as bad, I guess, is what I want to say. You know, it's
What are you talking about? You know, President Reagan just had a motorcade, the likes of which I've never seen before. All right, I mean, people were lined up to see that.
Well, he didn't hit a tree or anything. He didn't.
No, he didn't hit a tree. Well, look at here is
Phil. The point that I'm trying to make is, and by the way, Hillary Clinton is speaking now. And here is another woman that puts the fear of Jesus into those Republicans. They know she's formidable. They know that there is something very masculine about her, something that is very tangibly aggressive about her. No one is going to be able to lie about Hillary Clinton. And I'll tell you something else, Bill. She has come back like gangbusters from the days when she was castigated as you know, Mr. Mr. Clinton and Mr. Rodham or the Pence, you know, in the Clinton family, this kind of thing. She has really come a long way.
Margaret Gray at the Democratic Convention, our number 1-800-449-8686. Are you telling me that Bill Clinton did not have sex with Monica Lewinsky?
First of all, I'm saying, Phil, that the Republican Party has...
Well, did the Republican Party invent all of that?
Look, not one Republican has ever been martyred. They all just drift into death. What does that say to you about the strength of this Democratic Party?
I'm not talking about guys that have been martyred now. I'm talking about this guy Clinton. You're saying he did not have sex with Monica Lewinsky?
I'm saying stop bringing it up. That's what I'm saying.
What about Chappaquiddick?
I'm saying stop bringing it up. It's over. All of those old stories are over. Chappaquiddick is over. Monica Lewinsky is over. And this tired refrain about Al Gore inventing the Internet, it's over. The Republicans can't fall back on that any longer. And we won't allow them to.
And I can't believe you went into a colleague's office while he was writing a column and you hit the delete button.
Yes, I did.
Because he was
writing about Clinton and Lewinsky once again, ad nauseum. And I said to Bill Gunter, I said, can you believe this guy? I went in there and I hit the delete button. We won't allow it, Phil. It's not going to happen.
Well, all right. I mean, you know, one of the things about you, Margaret, is that you're a commentator. You're not a journalist. So I guess you're allowed to, what's the word? You're allowed to have an opinion.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the idea that we won't allow this is funny because I don't even think that you can keep other writers from writing things unless you work in the same office with them. You hit the delete button on a guy.
Here's what I'm saying, Phil, and this is how strongly I feel about it. If I hear one more person bring up Monica Lewinsky, if I hear one more person bring up Chappaquiddick, if I hear one more person bring up any of these things that are really, the jury is still out on, I am going to get physically violent. Now, that is a very, very tough thing for a woman to say. But so help me, Jesus. I will throw down on anyone that brings up Chappaquiddick or this entire...
Well, what is it? You don't like to... you don't want the truth to be spoken? You don't want...
I don't want it beat into the ground. Now, you can say whatever you want. But if you bring up Monica Lewinsky one more time...
Well, I would take that as a threat.
You can take it any way you want. I'm sick and tired of it. And this is a week of celebration for Democrats, not defeat.
Hey, Bill Clinton's not running for president.
You got that straight.
I mean, John Kerry's running for president.
You got that straight.
All right, so what difference does it mean? What difference does it make if I bring up the fact that President Clinton, while a great man, in my opinion, and I did vote for him, did have sex with this woman?
See, right there. Now you're trying to... Now you are purposely trying to provoke me.
And no, I'm not. I'm saying that it happened.
Ted Kennedy did that girl a favor by making her name live on in history. Bill Clinton might have done Monica Lewinsky a favor by giving her a name. Phil.
All right, so in other words, the theme of this Democratic convention this week is, hey, you won't be allowed to talk about any of the bad stuff anymore because it's all about John Kerry and it's all about John Edwards.
Absolutely. All about John Kerry, all about John Edwards, and all about, really, the rebirth and re-energization, if I may invent a word, which I think I just have, of the American people. And that's why I am here in Boston feeling good for the first time in a long time.
All right, Margaret Gray with us in Boston at the Democratic National Convention. Did you hear what she said? She's going to throw down on somebody if she hears the name Lewinsky or the names Kopechne or any of those names mentioned again. She's going to get physically violent. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Nationally syndicated newspaper columnist Margaret Gray is with us in Boston at the Fleet Center for the Democratic National Convention. And she has said that she personally, as a Democrat, and you are a commentator, I understand, Ms. Gray, if you hear one more time about Monica Lewinsky or Chappaquiddick or any of these sort of bugaboos that have haunted the Democratic Party down to the years, you're going to physically assault somebody. And I find that interesting insofar as I hardly think you're serious.
Phil, I wouldn't count on that. I am so sick and tired of listening to, Teddy Kennedy at Chappaquiddick and Bill Clinton. I swear to God, I am ready to go off. I am ready to go. You know, they used to say postal. They used to say go postal. Can you hear me, Phil?
Yes.
They used to say go postal. But the last one that I heard about shooting a place up, and I mean really throwing the bodies out the front door, I think was a fast food restaurant. So I say these days, I'm going to go fry bin worker. In other words, those kids that do lot pickup, I am going to go lot pickup if I hear that term one more time.
Well, in a moment, I want to find out what makes you so staunchly, such a staunch Democrat to the exclusion of what I think are some facts.
Well, they're not facts.
All right, fine. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray with us. Here's Marilyn. Marilyn, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. Thank you, Phil.
Yeah.
I just wanted to address my remarks to Margaret. I think that for her to stand up there and tell everybody that they can't talk about Lewinsky and
Clinton is not right. Why are you bringing
and
that
I
up?
And I think you should stop interrupting me while I'm talking.
Why are you bringing up
now? Would you like to rewrite history so that Lincoln wasn't murdered? Would you like to rewrite history so that some of the important facts?
If I use your
line of thought, I would then say that the Democrats cannot mention 911 anymore because that's in the past too, Margaret.
Lincoln did not want people to talk about what he is doing,
he should have not done it. If he didn't want people to talk about what he was doing in the White House, then he shouldn't have done it there with Ms. Lewinsky. And I'll let you know another thing, too. The jury is out on all of that.
Well, it is.
You are wrong.
Wait a second. You just agreed with me. The jury is out.
I'm sorry. You need to be more informed if you're going to be a commentator. Otherwise, you're not effective at all.
You know, Marilyn,
and I would suggest that you kind of take a stand, something you can actually stand on.
Wait, I want to say something, Phil.
Go ahead.
I would have listened to this woman, but the first thing out of her yap was Lewinsky, and all that made me want to do is reach for something heavy. Now,
Learn to control your feelings.
You might do better in life. I'm doing very well, thank you very much.
I don't think so. Anybody who thinks they have enough power to shut the entire U.S. public up
is not a problem. What in blue blazes does Lincoln's assassination have to do with some slut laying at the bottom of a ditch who is...
Oh, come on. Mary Jo Kopechne?
It's all about changing history, Margaret. You can't do that.
First of all, we know Lincoln was assassinated. We aren't sure whether or not Bill Clinton actually consummated the act with Monica Lewinsky. Thank you.
You are fooling yourself.
I suppose you're
also one of those people who says no one should be talking about O.J. Simpson anymore because the jury's still out on that, too.
You know, I'd love to get a handful of your hair. I really would.
You wouldn't be able to reach it, my dear. I'd have to kneel down in order for you to do that.
Well, get on your knees then.
All right, ladies.
I don't know where this
is going to lead us. This threats of physical violence.
I don't know, but I am so tired
of hearing about Lewinsky. Why can't you let the Democrats have a week?
Why don't you tell Mr. Clinton to make a statement then? You can't change history.
You bring it on if you wish.
But the rest of us are all still going to talk about it.
Right. Thank you very much, Marilyn. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Chris. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, this whole thing about Democrats bashing Republicans, and this is what's going on now. Republicans aren't bashing Democrats. Republicans are trying to take care of what's going on in the country right now. It's the Democrats and it's Kerry's campaign that is going against the Republicans. the whole point of John Kerry's campaign is to bash Bush and bash what Bush is doing right now. And they are the ones bringing up the past. They're the ones bringing up the Twin Towers. They're the ones bringing up the war. They're the ones that keep bringing up the past to try to bash and to try to get ahead in this campaign.
Let me say this, Chris. I will give you kudos that you haven't mentioned Lewinsky. And I appreciate that very much. And that you haven't mentioned, John Kerry's... You're not going to talk about that, are you?
About John Kerry? That's what I just talked about the entire time I've been talking.
No, I mean his service in Vietnam.
His service in Vietnam? Yeah, that was awful. But the Republicans aren't bringing that up right now.
It was awful?
Yeah, him shooting himself to come back home? What kind of service did he do to this country?
Where did you hear that?
That's been all over the news. Where have you been?
That's why I want, even though you're a man, I wouldn't have any qualms whatsoever in just taking a shot.
Hey, see, that's the problem. It's Democrats like you that are giving Democrats a bad name.
That's why
we need Republicans in the White House, because it's people like you that have a lack of morals and a lack of respect for other people that are causing problems in this country.
Look, even if John Kerry did shoot himself to
How are you going to come and say that you're going to take physical violence? Why can't you get your point across enough
exactly.
that you don't need to take cheap shots at other people?
Well, what happened happened, Ms. Gray. How can you deny it?
What happened happened. I'm sick of hearing about it.
Do you think I'm hearing you telling people that you're going to beat them up and that you're going to hit them? That's what I'm sick of. You have holes
you know
in your
what I got
story and you can't back up what you're saying.
You know what I got?
You're angry because you don't want to face the truth.
I got an award that I won from the Associated Press. It's on a lead base. It is a chrome trophy, and I could swing that thing around.
See, that's your problem. You're not. You don't have sufficient evidence to back up, and you're mad because I do have evidence to back up, and so does this country, and that's why you're wanting to resort to physical violence. It's all right,
let me ask
you this. In the school that isn't smart enough is isn't smart as the other kids that wants to take cheap shots and beat them up.
I hope you're hearing what Chris is saying here, Margaret, because...
I want to ask you one question. Have you ever had the heel of someone's hand rammed up your nose?
I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had enough knowledge that you could argue with somebody without having to resort
to violence? And what happened did happen, Ms. Gray, and no one's bringing up Bill. I'm not holding John Kerry responsible for what Bill Clinton did any more than I'm holding him responsible for anything John Kennedy did. I'm not going to call him John F. Kerry.
Why not?
Because I don't like it's a purposeful manipulation of the man's name to make us think that he's Kennedy. Okay?
Well, you're going to start calling him John F. Kerry. It's not something you have a choice in.
Well, I'm not going to call him John F. Kerry.
John F. Kerry is a very handsome man. He deserves respect.
I have seen people with shingles that look more comfortable in their own skin than John Kerry does. He's not a handsome man.
John F. Kerry. Yeah, see, he won't do it. I'm going to say it again, Chris. The heel of my hand rammed up your nose.
All right. Thanks very much, dude.
Chris,
thanks,
I'd like to put my knee in your goodie bag so fast you'd be singing like Christina.
What in the hell, man? She's supposed to be doing a report from Boston and I got this kind of stuff going down? Put my knee so fast in your goodie bag. So anyway, there's Margaret Gray from Boston, Massachusetts at the Democratic National Convention. She will be checking in with us periodically throughout the week as we find out what's going down up there. And right now, former President Clinton is speaking. I tell you, if any of it's interesting, I'll tell you, so far it's all dull as hell. They ain't saying diddly squat.